Support for this podcast comes from Smartwater. Want to get a little more from every sip? Smartwater Alkaline doesn't just taste crisp and pure. It's loaded with everything you need to perform at your best, whether you're running marathons or boardroom meetings. Elevate how you hydrate and pick up a Smartwater Alkaline today. To learn more, visit drinksmartwater.com.
Good morning and welcome back to the SB Nation NFL Daily Kickoff. I'm Steven Serta. Let's turn towards Wildcard Weekend on Tuesday, January 11th. NFL Daily Kickoff is brought to you by DraftKings. DraftKings Sportsbook is an official sports betting partner of the NFL. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app today and use code SBNNFL for a special offer when you sign up. That's code SBNNFL only at the DraftKings Sportsbook. As it is each and every season, the Monday following the regular season finale, several teams parted ways with head coaches and general managers today, so there's a lot to get into as we sift through the available coaching jobs across the NFL. The count is up to six teams as the Jacksonville Jaguars, Las Vegas Raiders, Denver Broncos, Minnesota Vikings, Chicago Bears, and Miami Dolphins all look for a new head coach. And we start with the Miami Dolphins, who fire head coach Brian Flores. Flores spent three seasons in Miami. They will retain general manager Chris Greer. Dolphins owner Stephen Ross spoke with the media after announcing that the Dolphins were going to part ways with Brian Flores. He was asked a number of things, including whether or not the dispute over Tua or possible interest in Deshaun Watson came into play.
I have no plans. It will be up to the head coach in terms of what he does with the quarterback. At this, Tua, as I said before, I have a lot of confidence in Tua, but it's really going to depend who the next head coach is.
Ross, who is a Michigan graduate, was also asked about potential interest in Jim Harbaugh, as the rumors have circulated that he'd be interested in making a move back to the NFL.
I have no coach in mind at this point. We're going to do a thorough review and interview process. Jim Harbaugh, I love Jim Harbaugh. He had the opportunity once before to come to the Miami Dolphins, but he's at the University of Michigan, as everybody really knows. I guess that's really one of my the school I graduated from, and I'm very involved in it. And I'm not going to be the person who takes Jim Harbaugh for the University of Michigan. I hope he stays there. He is a great coach.
So Brian Flores, after back-to-back winning seasons for the Miami Dolphins, is out, and the Dolphins are in the market for a new head coach. Same goes for the Minnesota Vikings, who part ways with Mike Zimmer after his losing season. They also parted ways with general manager Rick Spielman. Zimmer spent eight seasons with the Minnesota Vikings. The Vikings ownership group released a statement once it was announced that they were parting ways with their head coach and general manager. This morning, we met with Rick Spielman and Mike Zimmer to notify them we will be moving in a different direction at the general manager and head coaching position in 2022. We appreciate Rick and Mike's commitment to the team's on-field success, their passion for making a positive impact in our community, and their dedication to players, coaches, and staff. While these decisions are not easy, we believe it is time for new leadership to elevate our team so we can consistently contend for championships. We wish both Rick and Mike and their families only the best. The Chicago Bears are also in the market for a new head coach and new general manager. One day after concluding their disappointing 2021 season with a 31-7 loss to those Minnesota Vikings, the Bears on Monday relieved general manager Ryan Pace and head coach Matt Nagy of their duties. Ryan Pace was hired for the Bears in 2015. He compiled records of 48-65 in the regular season, and they went 0-2 in the playoffs during his stint as general manager. Matt Nagy was hired to replace John Fox in 2018, and while they went 12-4 in his first season, he did not have much success following that. Followed that with an 8-8 year, another 8-8 year, and the Bears dropping to 6-11 this season. His career record as the head coach of the Chicago Bears was 34-33. After the Denver Broncos lost to the Kansas City Chiefs on Saturday, it was reported Sunday morning they were parting ways with head coach Vic Fangio. The Broncos have requested permission to interview Patriots linebacker coach Jerod Mayo for their head coaching position. They've also requested permission to interview Cowboys defensive coordinator Dan Quinn, Packers offensive coordinator Nathaniel Hackett, and Chiefs offensive coordinator Eric Bieniemy. The Jacksonville Jaguars are planning to interview Packers offensive coordinator Nathaniel Hackett later this week. Green Bay is on a bye as we head into the postseason, so they can interview him in person. The Jaguars will also interview interim head coach Daryl Bevel for their head coaching job later today after Bevel took over for Urban Meyer as interim head coach and led the Jaguars to a stunning victory over the Indianapolis Colts in Week 18. It was being reported that the Houston Texans were expected to part ways with first-year head coach David Culley, but that came and went on Monday, and then it was reported that Houston was going to take their time and evaluate everything in the building like every team and see what comes out of that evaluation. Then head coach David Culley spoke with the media to wrap up their 2021 season and had this to say.
As far as I know, I'm the head coach of the Texans right now and moving forward with that.
So David Culley remaining in place as the head coach of the Houston Texans, at least for the time being, does not mean that that can change, but as far as David Culley knows, he is the head coach of that organization. Giants head coach Joe Judge met with players and ownership to explain his plan for the future on Monday. It appears somehow Judge is going to keep his job, and according to multiple reports, the Giants are expected to retain him. They do not wish to make a head coaching change at the time. General Manager Dave Gettleman, who was on the hot seat, officially announced his retirement as Senior Vice President and GM of the Giants. The Giants also requested permission to speak with two Tennessee Titans executives, VP of Player Personnel Ryan Cowden and Director of Player Personnel Monty Osenfort. The Carolina Panthers are keeping Matt Rhule, and now their search for a new offensive coordinator begins. Rhule spoke with the media on Monday and said that he's looking for an offensive coordinator that's got a lot of experience calling plays. Saints head coach Sean Payton told reporters on Monday that quarterback Taysom Hill is expected to undergo surgery for a Lisfranc injury he suffered on Sunday. Hill is also expected to need a small follow-up surgery, but they're hopeful that he will be ready to go for training camp as New Orleans just narrowly missed the postseason. Chiefs head coach Andy Reid confirmed on Monday that Tyreek Hill's heel injury is expected to be okay. They think that he should be able to suit up for Sunday's matchup against the Pittsburgh Steelers in the wildcard round. That's all I got for you on Tuesday, January 11th. Please make sure to subscribe to the SB Nation NFL Show. It's available for you on all major podcast platforms. While you're there, please leave a rating and review. Stay tuned for later today. It's The Oddcast with Rob Stats Guerrera and BLG. I'm Steven Serda. I'll talk to you guys soon.